all the time. Hallelujah. Just tell someone and say, you're welcome to today's service. Those of you online, I see that there are more people online today. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And God bless everyone too that is here. In Jesus' name, you may have your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. The Lord is good. And all the time. You know, the Lord never fails. You know, the theme of our, for this month is, I am more than a conqueror. If you believe that, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Hallelujah! So we are going to talk about, today I'm going to talk about I'm more than a conqueror part two, but we're going to look at it, because this month is the month of, I think tomorrow is the Valentine. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! When it is that thing, I'm sure our husband has promised us something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you raise the sound. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Do you know that the reason why we are more than conquerors is because of the love of Christ? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is why he came down. Hallelujah. To deliver us from the captivity of the devil. It was his love. The Bible says, John 3:64, God so loved the world that he gave it his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall do what? He will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Praise the Lord. It is the love of God that has made us more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. We are going to read that verse again. You know, the love of Christ, you know, brought him from heaven, died for us. You know, make us who were nothing to be something. Those of us that have lost hope, he gave us hope through his love. Hallelujah. It was love that brought him down. It was love that caused God to empower us. Praise the Lord. To be more than conquerors. Say, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might. I'm not even finished. Praise the Lord. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also was glorified. Say, but what shall we then say to this thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is it that condemned? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The love of Christ. What is that love of Christ? The love that made him to come down. Praise the Lord. The love that made him to come down from heaven. To deliver us. He came to set us free. From the hand of the enemy. The enemy, our enemy is the devil. Hallelujah. So who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Hallelujah. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You know, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. It's not of ourselves, but we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So it is love that has put us in that position of being more than what? Conqueror. It's love that has put us in that position, you know, to always defeat the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, in all these things, we are more than conqueror through him that loved us. Jesus loved us. That's why he came. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God love of God. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Hallelujah. Nothing that will be able to separate from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Praise the Lord. So we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, through the love of Christ, the love that God has showed us. Hallelujah. So I also want us to read, it is his love that has empowered us to be more than a conqueror. Let's look at John 4, 7 to 10, and also 1 Corinthians 15, 10. We are what we are, not by ourselves, but by the grace of God, by the grace of the one who loved us and has given us power and authority to tread upon serpents. Hallelujah. So when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The disciple had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered that, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ came, she's saying there that Jesus Christ came for certain people, but you know, who am I that you're asking me? Praise the Lord. Because they do not associate, but Jesus Christ came because of his love. He came for everyone. Praise the Lord. It's not for certain people. Hallelujah. It is his love that has made us Jews too. Hallelujah. Even though we're not Jews, through him, we are Jews. Praise the Lord. Through him, we are Israelites. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians, we're going to read 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 1 to 13. I'm just going to read that quickly. Open 1 Corinthians 15, 10, then 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, let's just read it. "If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." Praise the Lord. Sometimes some of us will say, I love you, but is there really love? Praise the Lord. Do you really love what you just say? Because some of us just say it, but deep down we do not. He said, "If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing." Praise the Lord. "If I have the gift, if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing." Hallelujah. Because sometimes some of us do things not because of out of compulsion, not because we love. I have to do it anyway. Praise the Lord. It's helping, but how are you, you know, do you love? Is that why you're giving your, because of love, or because you're just doing it because out of compulsion? The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Tomorrow is the Valentine. They're going to be exchanging gifts, you know. It's not just for married people. Praise the Lord. It's not just for married people. Hallelujah. That's what I mentioned. I said, I am more than a conqueror too. Praise the Lord. That is the love of God that has made us more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. It is through his love that we have been empowered. Hallelujah. It's always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere. When Jesus Christ came, Jesus Christ did not come to condemn anybody. He said, "I've come that they may have life He came because he loves us. So he didn't come to destroy anyone. He came that with his love, you know, to bring us to the kingdom. And in bringing us to the kingdom, he knows that the adversary will always fight. The adversary doesn't want it. Hallelujah. That's why when he left, he didn't just leave us. The Bible says love is shed abroad in our hearts. He said nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Why? Because he abides in us, even as we abide in his word. Love always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere. When it comes to our spouses, some of us, you say we love, but we are not patient with our spouses. Some men are not patient with their wives. Some women are not patient with their husband. Hallelujah. You cannot persevere. It's not about sending flowers. You know, some people buy flowers. You know, when I was working in Niger, when I first came to this country, I didn't know that flowers means a lot here. So somebody sent flowers, and we saw the way they packaged everything. We knew it was Valentine, the next day. When I was once the day when the person was excited, so my fiance sent it to me. I said, oh. You know, tomorrow is Valentine. She's not around. She sent it. I said, oh, the way they pack, very, you know, look at it. I said, really? I said, that's good. So it was then as I realized that people love her. The guy was so excited about it. But sometimes we see these things. They're excited, but when they get up, they start fighting. Maybe the man would, you know, beat the wife. We don't know the story, but we see outside, people want to pretend that everything is fine. But as Christians, when you have the love of God, you are supposed to persevere with your spouses. Because the love, it was God. If not for the love of God, where will we be? Where will we be? That's why as Christians, we must love the way Christ loved. He didn't condemn us. He was patient with us. Even when we did not know him, the grace of God was there. Hallelujah. No wonder Paul said, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. It's not because we deserve it, but it is his love that has brought us thus far. See, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Go ahead. Hallelujah. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. So now we see but a poor reflection as in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know, in fact, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I talked like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. And now these three remains, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love. Praise the Lord. The greatest of it is love. You know, as Christians, you must love your neighbor as yourself. As Christians, you must love your spouse beyond measure. Hallelujah. You know, tomorrow is not just that the Valentine, they said February is the month of love. Praise the Lord. I hear people saying that. Hallelujah. We thank God. And I pray that the love of God will bind us together. Because without the love of God, there will be crisis. That's just the truth. We need the love of God in everything that we do, in our marriages, in our relationship with people. Hallelujah. So this strength, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. He said, if you love, if you don't love the person that you see, is it God that you have never seen that you say you love? That's impossible. The greatest problem that we have in the world today is people don't love one another. It's wickedness that we have on earth. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:10. Okay. I'm also going to read Romans 5:5-7. Hallelujah. So please, as we, Jesus loves us first. As we celebrate, we have seen that Jesus, that the greatest of everything is love. You might have faith as big as a monster, as big as a mountain, but if you do not have love, it's wasted. Why? Because the Bible says love is the greatest. If you do not love, then what will happen? You will hate. There's that tendency to treat people badly. You know. I'm reading 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. Now I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Praise the Lord. God has an expectation for us. God has an expectation. Let's look at Romans 5:5-7 before I talk about the expectation. But that's what we read. Okay, Romans 5. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts. Praise the Lord. You say, but and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Hallelujah. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were powerless, that tells us that this love caused us to be what? Empowered. When we were yet sinners. He said, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. Hallelujah. Who wants to die? If somebody is wicked, of course, we'll say kill him, destroy him. The woman that was caught in adultery, what happened? Everybody was saying, kill him. Kill her, destroy her. But somebody, Jesus looked at them when they told him, if any of you have not sinned, cast the first stone. Because Jesus exhibited his love there, that I've not come for those that are well, I came for those that are sick. Because what was happening there was right injustice. Somebody committed adultery with her. Now you are saying, is that not wickedness? If they actually loved God, they would have said, ah, these two people. But they took the woman. But Jesus, in his mercy, because of his love, he said, if any of you have lost him, cast the first stone. And what happened? They all disappeared. Because they realized at that time that what they are doing is wrong. That's why they did not. So if they were still adamant that what they are doing is correct, they would have stoned the lady. But they did not. God showed that he loves us. And it was his love that delivered that woman. Love changes life and has changed our lives. And it's still changing. Hallelujah. God has an expectation for all of us. He says the greater of all this in 1 Corinthians 13 that we read is love. So God expects us to love one another. Love one another. And love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. As Christians, we must have love. If we do not love, we cannot go and evangelize. That's the truth. If you do not love, something will replace it, hatred. And when you hate somebody, evil, the devil starts bringing evil thoughts. because the devil wants to destroy. Hallelujah. So I want us to know, Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Why? Because Jesus Christ is love. Because that is what his name stands for. Hallelujah. He said, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. The love that he has given. The love that he has, you know, empowered us with. Nothing can separate us. Galatians 5, 22. So 23. God expects us to love, because the greatest of all is what? Love. And because the fruit of the love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Go to 23. Gentleness and self-control. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. We read all the attributes of love. When you love somebody, you trust the person. When you love somebody, you will not mock the person at the back. You will not stab the person at the back. Hallelujah. God expectation. Love your neighbor as yourself. Mark 12, 31. He said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. What you do not want your neighbor, want happening to you, do not do it to your neighbor. Because if there, some people replace love with a lot of things. You know, sometimes I think when people, a lot of people, very rich people, it's a very good thing that they do. They sow seeds to, you know, African countries, sow seeds to people because they do not want to pay back to the country. Hallelujah. Some of them I love. I'm not saying that, but sometimes they're just doing it just not to beat, pay back, beat the system. Some of us, we have the money to help, but we cannot help. So Lord, we help us in the name of Jesus. He said, the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than this. Love your neighbor. Because some of us always think that your neighbor is this person, the house that is close to you. That's not only your neighbor. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The good Samaritan saw the man that was injured. He went and helped. Some of us, we just go back. You know, there's one program that they have said, is it, I've forgotten, when you, they will pretend as if they are calling for somebody to help them. Somebody might not even help them. What do they call it? What would you do? I don't know how many of you have watched that. What will you do? Some people will even see somebody being stabbed, they'll just take the arm, go away. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Say, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. You know, when we obey God's word, because the Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. When you love God, I'm telling you, you will never cheat on your wife. as a woman, you will never hate your husband and do things that are not, you know. Somebody told me once, she said, my husband cheated on me, so I decided to cheat on him. Actually, first came to me because I've never heard something like that in my life. So when she was telling me, she didn't feel any remorse. But she's not a Christian though, so that is expected of somebody that is not a Christian. But as a Christian, praise the Lord, that fears the Lord, that the love of God, you know, when you think, you always think, you know, as Christians, our own motive is that, do we love God? Because when you love God, you will keep his commandment. He said, those that, if you love me, keep my word, my commandment. If you love me, you do what? Obey my word. Because I loved you, that's why I came down. You know, when she told me, I was kind of, really? I just didn't say anything because that was strange to me. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. God has an expectation for us as Christians. There's an expect. There's something that God is expecting from all of us that we should know, even as he has loved us. You know, yesterday when we came to distribute the food, we did evangelism, and somebody asked me, said, Pastor, do you think that as we are giving, do you think that people are giving their lives? Has anybody come to the church for that? I said, the truth about it is that we are sowing a seed, and it's only God that can breed on it. Even though we don't see it now, praise the Lord, there is an awareness. There's an, you know, awareness about God. There's an awareness that Jesus Christ is Lord. And before we know it, it will germinate. Hallelujah. It will germinate. Because it's the love of God that we are spreading. We are not spreading our own. Praise the Lord. Before we give out the food, we pray. And the people, they even pray. Yes, they pray with us. And they will shout, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not just about the food. It's not about the giving. But because of the love. It's the love of God that we are spreading. And that is what will change them. That is what, because the Lord will breed on this world. Praise the Lord. So love your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you will preach to your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you will not do them harm. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see, there is no commandment greater than this. I want us to look at Luke 10, 27. We are going to look at the second, that love break rules and change, you know, Lord, break protocols. Luke 10, 27, Leviticus 19, 18, and John 3, 17. We're going to read all those. God expects us to love because it's the love of God that we change the world, not ourselves. In our jobs, in our homes, in the church, it is the love of God that we change. It is not by our own power. Hallelujah. He has equipped us with that love. He has equipped us. We're reading Luke 10, 27. He said, he has to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love. We must love God. Some of us say we love God, but we do not even study the word of God. How do you find him? Because the thing that will energize your love, the thing that will cause your zeal to be built in the Lord, is studying his word, finding him in his word. Hallelujah. Finding him. There are times that God will speak to you. Go and talk to that person. Go and do this for that person. Maybe that person has a need, you don't know. But God speaks to you. How do you hear when you don't have a relationship? Hallelujah. Love God with all your heart, with all your strength. Why? Because we do not have any power of our own. We say we are more than conquerors because of him and through his love. Hallelujah. Leviticus 19:18 says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see that some of us don't love ourselves. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there was one time during Valentine, remember when I was in college then, there was one my classmates were in the same college, and it's our first year in college. You know, in college, I think they do it here in offices during Valentine, they exchange gifts. You know, what they do there. I think Valentine is celebrated all over the world. And they write names of everyone. Then they'll go door to door. They call it dorm here, in our dorm. And they will exchange the gift. You pick a gift and pick the names of the person that you're going to buy a gift to. And this, my classmate, we actually had a problem. You know, and guess what? When they were picking names, she actually picked my name and I picked her own. Praise the Lord. We don't know how it happened, but we know that there's a problem. And she didn't know, you know, because before that time, actually, when she came to me, I was really upset and I spoke to her, you know, in anger. And she didn't know how to, when she saw that I was the one that she picked me, she didn't know how to come to me. So, and now when I bought something, I went to her, I said, it is you, I don't even know how this happened. And when I went to her, she said, I was scared to come and meet you. I picked you too, praise the Lord. I asked my roommate, I told them that I don't know, I'm going to go meet her because she's not happy with me, praise the Lord. And from there on, we forgot about the differences. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes we can just carry grudge for no reason. But God wanted to cause us to come together. Hallelujah. I'm sure God is doing something about your differences too. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I pray that every home that is experiencing problem, that in this course of this month, that the Lord will heal them in the name of Jesus. The Lord, we cause them to love like never before in the name of Jesus. The love of God will bind that marriage together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, so for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Hallelujah. That's why God called us. And I also want us to know that love breaks protocols and changes rules. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you as a Christian, I remember one of our, when you love, let me use husband and wife, they are quarreling, and the woman, you know, try as much to show love. Do you think that the man will ignore it? Praise the Lord. When a woman, you know, shows how much, you know, I'm talking about the Christian hope. I'm not, because I know that some men can be so adamant. Praise the Lord. It does not matter what you do. But when you show love, God will restore. The man will see that and say, oh, you know, I remember a story that I was told that the man didn't have a job and the family were pressurizing the woman that, what kind of man are you married? Better leave the man. He doesn't have a job. The man had a job when I married him. The fact that he has this problem doesn't mean I should leave him. So the woman was doing everything against the family's will. And at the end of everything, the man got a good job. Praise the Lord. The man got a good job. And the man did something very remarkable for the woman. And everybody was surprised. He said, the woman that was with me, that loved me, praise the Lord, when I had nothing, when she had something, she married, but when something, things started falling apart, she was there. Praise the Lord. The woman continued in love, not just any love, but in the love of Christ. The love of Christ is different from the love of the world, because the love of Christ does not, it's not looking for something else. Because the love of men is pay me, do something for me, and I'll do something, I'll pay you in return. Praise the Lord. The love of man is expecting something from somebody else. But the love of Christ does not expect. When you love, you know, when you are doing something, you are doing it because of Christ. You're not expecting the person to pay you. Praise the Lord. Because you know that it's Jesus that pays. It's God that pays. Hallelujah. It's God that will glorify himself. So God has an expectation. Love breaks protocols and changes rules. Hallelujah. We read Lamentation 3, 22 to 23, right? 1 Peter 3, 8. The Bible says Jesus wept. John 11, verse 35. Because of his love. Hallelujah. This is 1 Peter 3. He said, finally, all of you live in harmony with one another, be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Love. We have to love one another. There are certain things that shouldn't be found. As we celebrate, let us celebrate the love of Christ. Let us love one another, not wanting something else. Let's love indeed, not in need. Because we did not save ourselves, it's Jesus that saved us. He came because of his love. When he was told that Lazarus died, in John 11, 35, Jesus wept. Hallelujah. Because of the love. It was the love that brought him there. Love changes story. Love changes protocols. Hallelujah. And he healed, he called Jesus, Lazarus, he healed Jesus, he brought Lazarus back to life because of his love. So let us love indeed and not in need. Let us love not requiring something. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes during Valentine's, so I'm not saying anybody does that, but I'm just saying it happens that the man will buy something for the wife will buy something. You know, some people do that. Some people, they will take their spouse, take their wife out. Some people buy, some say, you did not go to Macy's to buy something. When I bought something from Macy's for you, you went to Payless. What? This is Valentine. Do you really care? Praise the Lord. But you don't understand the love that is behind it. Hallelujah. You know? what is the love? Because you are expecting certain things, but he has done what? Because he loves you, bought that thing for you. He saw that he likes it. So now you are saying, why? I went to basis. You didn't know you were going to basis. Or you announced it. God will help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So please let us know not in need. Because when you are loving in need, you know, you'll be expecting things back. Hallelujah. The Bible says, can a mother give? Can a parent? A parent cannot, Isaiah 49, 15 to 16. If our parents cannot give us scorpion when we ask for egg, even though it happens, praise the Lord, we have seen that people kill their children. You know, when I first saw, heard that a mother and her boyfriend kicked a child that was it 3 years old, and the boil came out, the intestine came out, and the child died. That is not a mother. A mother would protect her own child. A mother loves. Praise the Lord. So Jesus, God knows that wickedness will reign. That's why he said, you must love your neighbor. As Christians, we must love our neighbor. We must love our spouses. It's not only on the day of Valentine's that we love our spouses. You know, by the time you go and buy one, after you go and be beating her. Hallelujah. That's not what we want. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49, 15 to 16. You know, God cannot forsake us. If our parents cannot forsake us, God will never forsake us. So please, let us love as Christ loved us. He said, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. It is that love of Christ that has made us who we are today. Hallelujah. It is that love of Christ that has made us who we are. That has helped us thus far. Hallelujah. It's not about our power. It's not about our might. We wouldn't have been able to do it. The blood of bulls could not do it. The blood of the Lamb could not do it. But only the blood of Jesus, because of his love, that has made us who we are. That has made us more than conqueror, that has made us overcomers, that has made us victorious. Let that love that he has shed abroad in our hearts continue to guide us. Let that love continue in our homes, wherever we are, concerning our neighbors. You know, Jesus had compassion. The compassion then is love. Matthew 9, I'm going to close with this. If you don't have love, you cannot show love. It's not possible. Hallelujah. And if you don't sow love, you cannot reap it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. So we must love God with all our hearts, with all our strength. Because love is God. And I told you, said, Lord, the greatest of all is love. If Christ lives in us, Christ that is love. So what is going on with us? We need to love. Praise the Lord. We cannot do by our strength, but by the Spirit we can. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's rise on our feet and begin to just thank him. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none that can be compared with you. Alpha and Omega, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. Adoration to your name, O Lord. Begin to thank him. Begin to pray that even in this month of love, in this month, that God's love will begin to radiate in our hearts in the name of Jesus, in all that we do in the name of Jesus. Because he said the greatest of all is love. We pray that from today, that the fruit of the Spirit which I have in love is one of them. love that will make us patient, love that will make us persevere. Father, help us. We have no powers of our own. We have come before your throne of grace in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for every marriage that is going through tumult, every marriage that is going through siege, that the love of God will visit them today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's begin to open our mouths and pray in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, O Lord. Father, O Lord, every marriage that is going through problems, Father, settle it in the name of Jesus. Settle it in the name of Jesus. Let your love be shared in their hearts in the name of Jesus.